This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Okay.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453, that's the digits are free, spell it's 3733 spells free, I guess is what it is. So that's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype.
We need a jingle like C is for cookie. We need to do like the F is for Free Talk Live.
That is an awesome one. Yeah. C is for cookie. I just want to sing that. Cookie. I don't really care about the rest.
Good enough for me. Am I going to get sued for copyright?
You could. Uh-oh. I don't have any idea.
Sorry.
I think it's fair use on the radio, though.
Right, exactly. Cookie Someone Monster won't mind. It's just his handlers might get upset.
And you can get like, it's like seven bars or seven notes or seven somethings. And
I think I was under the limit then.
Yeah, you might have
cool.
been. Well, Free Talk Live is an open lines current events radio program where you can call in and talk about what you want. We bring in show content, but if you call, we talk to you. So we'll talk to you about our show content in a minute. Let's talk to Daryl calling in from Chicago. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello?
I can't quite hear you. Speak right into your phone, if you would, please.
Oh, hello?
Hello. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I also wanted to talk about the Ferguson incident.
Sure. What is
I wanted to talk about Michael Brown and
okay.
A really big controversial thing that's been going on around. Did you hear the incident about Michael Brown recently that's been posted?
All I know is that he was shot while his hands were raised, and he could possibly have committed perhaps a burglary or some kind of, something with a store clerk right before that.
Oh, well, actually, there was a controversy about how he was actually abducted by aliens.
You know, okay, excellent.
I heard that.
We talked about that recently, the abduction by aliens of Michael Brown.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, but I was actually looking into it a little bit more, and it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, what's the evidence for that?
I'd like to hear what it makes sense about it.
All right, so basically what happened was they now found out he was never in a burglary, and they said that the cop now does not exist. Did you hear
the cop
that?
Simply doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist anymore. That's why the police are trying to do a cover-up. That's why they didn't release information about him so long. They had to rewrite a story.
So who shot him?
Actually, it wasn't shot. The aliens did something to him. They didn't release what it was, but there was blood found on the scene.
Okay.
So the bullet never existed either. He was just simply...
Does this have to do with the probing?
Probing?
Whoa, Mark. Nobody said probing, okay?
All right.
People get probed when they get abducted, don't they?
Maybe there was that. I mean, there could have been probing involved. I mean, I know that the aliens could have shoved an object and it could have ruptured something. Maybe, you know, that could be.
Yeah, there's always a danger of that.
Effect, yes. Because, I mean, especially, that they also did not find anything in his blood. So that, you know, they also think that he was awake for this, too, which, you know, probably would not be the best, you know, the best thing to happen.
It's got to be uncomfortable.
I thought there was marijuana in his blood. Did they give him a doobie before they did the probing just to loosen him up a little bit?
He could have been smoking that, and then maybe he, you know, walked into the wrong part of the woods where the aliens were, and they could have got him then.
It's an interesting theory. Daryl, I do appreciate the call. And we will take any call here on Free Talk Live, apparently.
Any call, even ones that perhaps are making a joke out of bad taste.
Well, you know, yeah. The question is it too soon? And I don't know.
Yeah.
I never know when it comes to...
Well, the
to
biggest joke is the U.S. government and the police. I mean, that's in that area. That is really the biggest joke.
Yeah, so, it's a killing joke. I mean, unfortunately, I don't know much about this story. I honestly... For a talk show host, I'm terrible. I don't really keep up with the news, but you know what? I'm a lot happier for that. So I don't know much about the story, but yeah, are the police...
We've been talking about it every night here on Free Talk Live, so...
I'm sure, yeah. Are the police militarized? Yeah, of course they are, and they're getting worse.
It's not really news, is it?
Not exactly, just because it's so frequent. Is there still racism in America? Yeah, of course. You know, we're not at the post-racial society.
You know that they've done fundraisers for this officer. People have been independently doing fundraisers for this officer. $250,000 has been raised for his defense. He's going to get a union lawyer. I mean, you don't have to give any money. This is basically the, do you not like, hey, you don't like black people? Put money in this can. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. It's really... Yeah.
Or some kind of Republican, like, well, we need to support the troops and the police kind of mentality, right?
I suppose it
rally
could be.
Rally around the religion of the state.
Could be, I suppose.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. You can call in with your opinion on the Ferguson thing.
I found it interesting that apparently some members of Anonymous have been hacking, in this case, I guess I'd call it hacking. You got to be careful with that term, because I think if it's done with malicious intent, you should use the word cracking, because hacking can be a very heroic act. But they've been hacking, apparently, into this police officer's, various personal, whatever, Google accounts, or I don't recall exactly which accounts it was. But also, I did hear a kind of a disturbing thing. I wonder about this is that they were giving out the information of his wife, of the police officer's wife that did the shooting, and they were pretty much telling people to harass her. I'm curious. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Mark? I'm curious.
Were they trying to get evidence? Like about what his character from these accounts, or were they just basically trying to
maybe? But that's not the way that the story was getting told. Is that it was an evidence search by Anonymous, which they have done in the past for rape victims and others. For people that have not found justice within the justice system as it is. So, but
I think that people who aren't involved should be left out of it.
Sure,
but. I mean, if I don't know whether this officer is a bad person or not, I don't have enough evidence to know that. I would like to see more. And do I think the police automatically get the benefit of the doubt? I do believe they often do. And that what that does is that causes lashback. That causes people to immediately assume that police are wrong. And I don't think that one should do that. But I sort of understand the team mentality. I think that the vast majority of humans are going to sort of take a team mentality. And so if he's on one side, then his wife's on that same side, so attack the other side is the idea.
Yeah, I get concerned with relationships like that, to somehow think that people are just instantaneously, just because like they're married or in a relationship, that they're not individuals. And
that
themselves.
Happens to us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Brian and I are in a relationship, and people conflate us
all
the time.
Yeah.
Usually it gets me in trouble.
Refany.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Doug calling in from maybe North Dakota. I don't know. Oh, KTGO. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, guys. Thanks for listening up. We're out here in North Dakota, and we've got a totally different paradigm going on out here from perhaps the northeast of the country where you guys are coming from. And we're all sitting out here, blacks, whites, Ukrainians, Russians, Serbians, people from Thailand. And there is such a community of people who just like let out a big breath and are so happy to, be able to just like go along because we have a focused goal. And it contrasts so hugely with the division and the way that this is being represented to us via the media that we get over here. We're kind of limited over here. We have a lot of different news sources, but it just seems to be all in lockstep on one side or the other. We have no nuance of I talk to people and
Doug, are you saying that there are people in the community that are questioning what the media is saying, like the narrative in the mainstream media?
Well, the narrative from both sides, there seems to be just this huge division and never the twain shall meet, where either the cop was totally justified and the young black guy was totally in the wrong, or the young black guy was totally justified and the cops are totally in the wrong. And
Doug, I want to talk to you about just a little bit more. If you'll hold the line, please. I've got some questions here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet, so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Looks like we're talking about Ferguson again this evening here on Free Talk Live. No problem. It's a topic that's on people's mind, and we're happy to do it. We're also, I'm headed with Ian, my normal weekday co-host, to Orlando for Coins in the Kingdom.
We'll actually be there, too.
Awesome!
Yeah, just for the first part of it. Because we're going to another conference the same weekend.
Oh, really?
But we're going to be there for the first part of Coins in the Kingdom.
Man, you're jet-setting.
Yeah, kind of.
It's a Bitcoin party at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. Free Talk Live is going to be there, and you're invited. Lots of speakers, like folks from the Bitcoin Not Bombs, Mycelium, Cryptocurrency College Network, the Chamber of Digital Commerce, Empowered Law, Sean's Outpost, MIT Bitcoin Project, and supposedly Charlie Shrim's going to be there, but I imagine it's going to be his little robot, right?
Yeah, he's got a tablet that he puts on a little tripod and walks around the conferences for him because he's on house arrest.
It's hilarious.
But yeah, this sounds like a really fun conference, like genuinely a community oriented conference.
It's $60.
Yeah, and the hotel rooms are like $99 a night, so you can really make a cheap trip out of it. So
it's not so bad.
Just come and have some fun with us for
kids
the weekend.
Kids under 12 are free, no charge for kids under 12, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Come celebrate Magic Internet Money at the Magic Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com. Again, it's coinsinthekingdom.com. Let's go back to the phones. We were talking to Doug, and Doug was talking about sort of how things are up in North Dakota. I assume it's the new gold rush there with the shale oil, and lots of people coming to work, lots of people from different backgrounds getting along. Now, Doug, you suggested that the Northeast, that we're up in the Northeast, and that's true. But I'd like to point out that New Hampshire's a bit different. If you get a chance to go sort of look at the Wikipedia article on New Hampshire and its voting record, you'll see that it's the only purple state in a very blue Northeast.
Yes, yes, sir, and I agree. And I have been to, as a truck driver, I've been to New Hampshire many times, and I actually enjoy the repose of being able to float into New Hampshire as a contrast to perhaps some of your neighboring states. But I digress. I was wanting to focus on the fact that people up here come up here with expectations or anticipating that there's going to be some big pushback and there's going to be all sorts of this strife and having to scrabble for, your ethnic group, and there's going to be a lot of contention. And I just haven't seen it. And I'd like to contrast that with the people on both spectrums, the left and the right, who are trying to manipulate distorted facts to underline their own agenda. And I think it's just so sad, and it's so unrealistic for us to think that that this is not going to happen, and that we're going to be force-fed a storyline from two opposite sides that are going to be totally divergent from each other. And this is what I see happening.
It's exhausting, this whole back and forth, left and right, black and white narrative that goes on. I don't think that the average American wants to participate in it, is participating in it, but it's kind of forced upon us in many ways. And a lot of times it's forced on us so much that we can't even see, we're so in the dark that we can't see what the light looks like anymore.
Yes, yeah. And it dims your ability to see the brightness of the human condition. There is, all things are not well in this country, as you well know, but I would say that race relations, are not at front and center. It's the human condition that is at front and center, and we all have a common cause, and up here where we have this virgin territory and everyone's thrown together, it's a great example of people having common cause, and these petty differences are of no consequence.
That's an inspiring story, Doug. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. I love the idea that people are, moving someplace and getting to work and getting along.
Yeah, it's something, though, because this Ferguson thing, I don't think, like the 67 Detroit riots, I don't think any of that ever got solved. I mean, that got solved with, pretty much Mitt Romney's dad calling in the National Guard, you know, and I don't, that attitude,
quelling
that problem,
it.
Yeah, quelling it, just never, I think that that narrative never really went away, and maybe it was just looking for a chance to pop,
well,
like right now.
Oftentimes, if people are, you know, they're staying in their same place, one of the things about the North Dakota situation is that people are picking up, they're new, and you act differently when you go to a new place than you
sure.
do where you believe it's home.
Sure.
Like, home should go your way. The new place, it goes however it goes, and you try to fit in.
Right.
And I think that that's part of what they've got going on there. Assuming everything he says is true or close to true.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to move to Alaska because, you know, the people in Alaska want to be there. You know, and otherwise, you'd leave.
Let's go to Doug in New York. Listen on his iPod. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the Ferguson. I know a lot of people are talking about that right now. But
yeah.
A particular incident where there was actually protesters for the police and not against them.
Okay.
And there was actually an incident where they actually went to the protesters and they took them away for their safety. And I want to talk about how, so basically you're taking people away that are with you. So, like, I want to know why this police brutality is getting as far as it taking away, you know, kind of like your own fans. Like, I don't understand why they're being so brute force with this whole incident, and I just think it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, didn't they sort of, I don't know whether they told the protesters to go someplace or offered them strong advice to go, to, you know, take the ride out of, out and away. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I'm guessing the protesters were white people.
I don't know. I have no clue. The people protesting for the police.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the protesters are probably white. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really think any mixed color, anybody out there, because like that, especially because it was a white person that actually did, you know, Michael Brown. If he was white, I think this whole situation would be a little bit different.
There was a shooting in Utah this last week. There was a shooting of a black officer shot a white unarmed person, unarmed man in Utah. And it's interesting to see sort of the differences as that story is getting nowhere.
Definitely, exactly. And no, especially because he's white, and right now with this whole incident, it's not going to get any attention whatsoever, really. Only other maybe white people are going to get angry and say, well, hey, why are you looking into this when, you know, you're angry about this? You know, that's really the only thing that's probably going to be happening with that story is people
I think that white people are much more likely to believe that the judicial system is going to work for them than black people are.
Sure.
That's, you know, and I can see why. So if black people in this country believed the judicial system was going to either work in their favor or at the very least dispense justice, then you probably wouldn't have what we have. But the reason we don't have peace in Ferguson is because the residents of Ferguson don't believe we have justice.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually got my friend here. He's talking about the incident too. You know, we listen to the show because he wants to talk to you. Hold on real quick. He's gonna
hear. Sure, put him on.
Yeah, hello?
Unusual, but hello.
that's funny. Yeah, how you doing? I'd like to talk
about we're on the radio. So
what's on your mind?
Yeah, I definitely know this is a heated topic and everything, but I'd like to talk about one of the like weirdest things about how the aliens abducted Michael Brown.
Sorry, hold on just a second. We are in the break. Looks like we missed our commercials.
Yeah.
There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin, mymagicmud.com.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I...
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. My apologies, technical difficulties there on the way out. Sometimes, you know, it's live radio, and you can call in.
You know what happened? We totally got abducted by aliens, and we saw Michael Brown.
We are getting alien pranked tonight. You know,
I'm not complaining about that. You know, they weren't profane. We didn't have to dump their calls. Like, those calls can be very entertaining.
Yeah, no problem. I have no problem with
talking about a good crank.
aliens. I think it's kind of amusing. If you want to get Bitcoins, the place to go to is expresscoin.com. They make it fast, safe, easy. It's completely legal, very inexpensive. All you have to do is go to... Well, first you go to expresscoin.com, get sort of a purchase order, and then you can go to a credit union right in your town that has share branching, make a deposit. Within one business day, you'll have your Bitcoins or Dogecoin or Litecoin or Blackcoin or Darkcoin, whatever you want. Yes, you can do it in Canada. And if you use coupon code FTL, you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice for no fee at all. And you can even do it from your smartphone, expresscoin.com. That's expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. It's pretty awesome.
I love it that they offer so many different currencies. I mean, that really gives people a chance to get in on some interesting new technologies, I think.
You know, so speaking of aliens, one time I was in a bar. This is back when I was single. And a gal, sort of feeling me out as to whether or not I would be a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somehow or another, she's like, you know, asked me whether I don't know why, but I said I was a libertarian, right? And I don't know how it came up. And she's like, and I guess she got the idea that libertarians are crazy. And somebody told her
that.
Can't
imagine where she would have gotten that idea.
Somewhere along the line. So she said, do you believe in aliens? And I stopped for a second because I've never been asked these questions in conjunction with each other. And I said, well, I don't know about alien visits to Earth, but I do think that it is statistically quite possible that there's life on other planets. And I suppose that life might be able to travel, you know, hyper light. And maybe if they've wanted to do that, they've visited here. I suspect, however, most of the people that have claimed to be probed are crazy. And, you know, something to that effect. Uh-huh. That seemed to set her mind at ease.
That's a pretty rational answer.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, now we can talk politics. That's right. We got that out of the way.
That was all she could conflate libertarianism to, is believing in aliens.
Wonder how that happens.
I have no idea. So I got an interesting article I've been holding all week, and I'd like to get to it. It's the 11 countries with the most personal freedom is what it is defined as.
What do you need 11 for? You've got America. What other countries necessary?
From capitalismisfreedom.com. I don't know if I agree with that, but
I don't either.
The 11 countries with the most personal freedom. Now, we have had these charts of economic freedom for years. There's one at freetheworld.org. Another one from the Heritage Foundation. The United States is currently not in the top 5 on either and not in the top 10 on one. I think it's like ranking 8 and 18th or 8 and 17th, I think.
There are various indexes out there. And, I mean, to a certain extent, you can criticize the placement of countries on a list based on the category of personal freedom or economic freedom or journalistic freedom. I mean, it's all different aspects of freedom, right? But for you to decide what's the freest country for you or what's the freest place on this planet for you, you have to incorporate your values and what's important to you.
Sure.
So it's going to be different for everybody.
If you like to surf, then you know, perhaps some landlocked country in Africa isn't going to be the freest place, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And, you know, these things matter to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to grow your own food, you know, maybe Nunavut isn't the Canadian province for you.
But, you know, even having said that...
It's a territory, not a province.
Is it a territory? You're right, it is.
Yeah.
Even having said that, it is very telling when the U.S., which is supposed... We're told this line that it's the freest country on Earth, right?
That's what we were told when we were growing up. I don't think anybody says that crap anymore.
Yeah, maybe it's just gotten so obvious that it's just not true. Although some people have called in and said it.
You have to be, you have to have been drunk maybe from 1987 on to believe that the United States is still the freest country in the world.
Yeah, that was the real, it's been a real turning point.
There is no statistical evidence for that claim today.
Well, freest, I mean, that's an arbitrary description, right? So
there's
it's
no
just a
evidence.
Feeling, it's kind of faith-based that you have, right? There is no evidence. If you try to make it objective and measurable, there is no evidence. And I was saying it's telling that the U.S. doesn't show up on these lists, no matter what category you look at. Right.
You can say it's the best country on Earth because that is a subjective opinion that you can just make. I like this place.
Fine. I like vanilla ice cream.
Indeed. Chocolate vanilla chews. Whereas you can't say that vanilla contains more chocolate than chocolate. You know, and therefore, the United States is not the freest country. It doesn't rank highest on Free the World. It ranks 8th on the Heritage Foundation, 17th on Free the World, like 40-something on the Reporters Without Borders.
But, Mark, that's because nobody cares. You know, everybody's just gotten so apathetic about freedom that's why it's not on the list anymore.
I think that there's something to be said for that opinion, is that if enough people don't care, then it's not going to make a difference. Because in sort of a republic, a democratic republic, enough people have to believe something in order for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're nowhere near that. People are bad and happy.
Yeah, I mean, just when people call in or you just hear it around and people say that, I mean, I don't think the idea of America being on any of those lists has been true for probably at least 100 years.
I don't know. I couldn't. It seems to me that maybe it's true, but then, you know, who's writing the list at that point?
Sure, right.
So let's go on with this. Freest socially. Number one, the Netherlands. score 9.5. It's the only country that currently allows both gay marriage and marijuana use on a national scale. Is it any wonder that the Netherlands took first place? I don't know if those are the things for me, but okay. Fine.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. And
doesn't Colorado allow that? Doesn't Washington allow those things?
Right. Well, maybe we should treat them as separate countries, right? But it's an interesting point. In fact, maybe this will apply to all of these countries. But I wonder, you know, we complain, and a lot of our, you know, really intelligent callers, you know, we talk about how people are overtaxed in the U.S., you know, the stuff going on in Ferguson, all those other crazy things. If you know, and that all of this stems from the government, you know, whatever nonsense they're pulling. What if you grew up in a country like the Netherlands where things aren't necessarily that bad? Would you ever get to the point, you know, would you ever get to voluntarism? Would you ever get to the point to where you're like, yeah, government's a bad idea? What if you are in a country, what is it, like Norway, where, you know, Norway is not in debt. It's one of the, maybe the only country on the planet that isn't in debt. You know, how does your argument against government work there?
If you like what's going on in your country, you're going to say that everything they're doing is right. Mm-hmm. But in places, you know, in those Scandinavian countries, they tend to do things one way. And you either fit the cookie cutter or you don't fit the cookie cutter.
Sure.
And that can be very difficult for people who don't fit the cookie cutter.
Yeah, you know? Sure. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I do wonder about sometimes where people think, like, oh, how can these people not see that they're in a socialist, you know, atrocity of a country or something? But I think at the same time, if things aren't by the numbers, like we're discussing to some degree here, or this isn't by the numbers, this is about, you know, marijuana and all that. I guess it's by the numbers.
By their numbers.
Yeah, by their numbers. How do you come to the realization that things are bad? You know, that you are inherently without freedom.
Well, I think that what this, I don't know the answer to that. I think.
Yeah, I don't either.
You have to be somewhat dissatisfied with the system.
Sure.
It takes a lot to sort of step outside your box and look at other people's boxes.
Yes.
But I think it also speaks to the power of putting together a list like this. This is the first list I've seen that ranks social freedom. So I don't care if they just rated it on gay marriage. It's the only list.
Yeah.
That talks about social freedom.
Yeah.
So
we need to get some competition in here.
That's right.
I think that gay marriage can be tyrannical at the same time. Because if, for instance, you've got to make a cake that for somebody you disagree with, you know, like if I'm, you know, evangelical Christian and I'm run a cake shop, I don't think I should be forced to make a cake for a gay couple that comes in.
Oh, sure. I think state-sanctioned marriage in any flavor is can be tyrannical.
So, I mean, I imagine that the people that are putting this list together probably don't value it the same way I do.
Sure.
But they've got the only list. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And it's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You know, Free Talk Live is different than many radio programs out there. We believe you need live programming. You want live programming 7 days a week. So we offer it to you 7 days a week. Free Talk Live's on from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time, Monday through Sunday, every day of the week for the last, I don't know how many, every day of the week for 4 years, something like that?
3 years, I think.
On broadcast radio, but we were doing a Sunday show before that for another 18 months prior to that. So it's been a long time.
Yeah, and not only do people need live radio, they also need a podcast to entertain them in case they can't catch the show live. So we have that at archives.freetalklive.com, right?
Yeah, go to freetalklive.com. You can the last 7 days. Anything more than that, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. It's free. Do what you want with them. freetalklive.com.
You know, we're talking about personal freedom, and boy, one of the best ways I think you can get personal freedom is by taking charge of your digital privacy.
I agree.
And if you want to do that, step one, believe me, step one is to go to ProXPN and get their VPN service. Now, VPN is a virtual private network, and what this will do is it'll run on your tablet, smartphone, computer, pretty much any OS you throw at it, okay, Windows, OS X, Linux, as well as Android, and put it on there, and it will encrypt all the data and metadata going back and forth before it gets to the ISPs or whoever. This is really handy when you're going to airports, when you're going to McDonald's, when you're going to anywhere where you're connecting to Wi-Fi, and even at home. It gets done client-side on your computer. This is real digital privacy that you can get. It's important because you got not just the NSA, you've got, you know, bad actors, you have your employers, you have ISPs, you have all kinds of people that are wanting to collect your data, and it's not theirs, it's yours, it's your privacy. So you can use the code, if you go to proxpn.com, okay, you can use the code FTL50, and if you go with their annual plan on the premium account, you can try it out for free, but believe me, you're going to want this. If you go with their annual plan, you'll get 50% off. if you use the code FTL50. Or if you use Bitcoin, it gets even better. Use the code FTLBTC, that's as in Bitcoin, and you'll get a 62% discount off of the annual plan. Use those codes, you're going to get a great deal no matter what. But go to proxpn.com, and trust me, you want this if you care about your digital privacy, and there's plenty of reasons to do so. ProXPN.
There you go. Let's go to the phones, and to the phone, we've got Matthew calling in from Florida. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you, fellas and ladies. I've just been listening to your show and hearing about you talk about our loss of freedoms and when we lost it. And in my opinion, it was Roosevelt with his New Deal kind of gave us a raw deal by instituting the welfare state and instituting Social Security and the Medicaid. Kind of lost me around the 20s, I guess, is when we started losing our freedom. And we don't live in a republic anymore.
Yeah, for sure. We just weren't alive then, so we didn't witness it firsthand, but I agree with you.
I think that Woodrow Wilson had
probably
a lot.
Starting before that, too.
Yeah, I'd say it started with Teddy, if we're calling Roosevelt.
How about it started with George Washington, really?
Yeah,
right. I mean, it started with the
Constitution.
Certainly
John Adams, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agreed. I think that the government's grown because of many of the social welfare programs, but war is the health of the state. That's been stated more than once by more than one of the great thinkers. And the United States hasn't, in the 20th century, didn't shy away from a major war at all.
Narrow one. In fact, we provoked them. We provoked them, and now we have all the other countries who are aiming their guns at us for the most part. They might not they maybe can't come across the border unless they come through Mexico or Canada, but they have their eye on us, They're
well, blowback's a real thing, and I mean, and the scary part is we know blowback's a real thing, or, the government knows that, I should say, not we, but, the United States, I mean, they're aware that blowback is an issue, that when you go on crazy foreign gallivantings, this is, there's going to be a reaction that occurs.
I was listening to a radio program just as I was on my way here, and the politicians were talking about, there's like 500 Europeans, I think Great Britainers, Britons, that are involved in this ISIS thing. They're concerned with them, not what they're going to do over in Levant, what they're going to do when they get back to Great Britain. They've already, they've been training, they've been fighting or whatever. Mm. They're revoking passports. If ISIS decides that Great Britain, or the United States for that matter, is just too much of a problem, they're already willing to supposedly behead a reporter. If they decide they're too much of a problem, what's to stop them from sending somebody who has a U.S. passport already back to the U.S. to do whatever it is that they want them to do? You don't need, if your terror is your business, you don't need too many people to do it.
Correct. And with the social problems that we have in our country, with the fighting amongst ourselves, it's a firm belief. United we stand, divided we fall, and we're so divided, both politically and socially, that we're in a world of mess, and the whole world sees that, and the whole world who wanted to be like us, now we are like the whole world. We're not bringing them to our standards. We are lowering ourselves to them.
It seems like the only solution is to leave those people and their mess alone and stop, inserting ourselves every opportunity that it seems like the government can find. They just get involved in other people's business.
Absolutely, all the time. And, I really tried to do something about it. I really tried hard, and I'm trying again, but it's kind of a fruitless effort.
Have you heard of the Free State Project?
I'm sorry?
Have you heard of the Free State Project?
In New Hampshire, I have, yes.
Yep.
It's in New Hampshire, correct?
That is correct.
And as are we. We moved here because of the Free State Project.
All three of us on this program are Free State Project signers and movers. And, I got really sort of dejected that nothing could be done on a national level. I still don't believe that anything
could
be done.
It's easy to feel that way. It's very depressing.
And that's why I picked up and moved to New Hampshire, because I couldn't see a route for freedom in Sarasota, Florida, where I lived. And I'm sure that there's plenty of people in Sarasota that are happy to get rid of me, too. And
you know, I still don't see a real path to freedom on a national level or anything like that. But at least living here in New Hampshire, there's a large community of people who are also interested in freedom. And I definitely couldn't say that about Massachusetts, where I used to live.
Yeah, check it out if you would, Matthew. It's at freestateproject.org. As soon as 20,000 people sign up over there at freestateproject.org, then the move is triggered. Actually, we already have 1,600 people in state.
Yeah, we're three quarters of the way to the goal. It'll be interesting to see what happens when that's finally...
Indeed it will, and yeah. I'm excited by it. And people that like the ideas of liberty, they really... I think it's the only thing going. It's really the only thing going. Maybe Bitcoin... Is. You know, cryptocurrencies.
If you're going to stay in the U.S., New Hampshire is the place to be.
I totally agree with that.
And you can do cryptocurrencies elsewhere.
Otherwise, go live on a boat, maybe. Retrofitted cruise ship. And by the way, when I say a large community of people who are interested in freedom, I'm talking like, you know, a 1,000, 2,000 people, not, you know, a couple dozen that come to your local pizza parlor and talk about the Libertarian Party candidate for office or whatever, you know.
You've got to see it before you dismiss it. If you believe in the ideas of liberty, before you dismiss it, you have to see it.
Yeah, come to Porkfest. That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It happens every summer, and you can see all the...
You got Keenvention in a little over a couple months.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yep, Keenvention's coming up. It's worth checking out. Let's go into this list with the 11 countries with the most personal freedom.
Yeah, curious to hear
And so number one's the Netherlands, and I didn't even get through the thing here. Though it does not score highest in any one particular category, it's very high averages in every category are enough to make it top the scale. The one category that it really detracts from their personal freedom score falls under political imprisonment, as it is the only nation on this list that sometimes allows for it, despite for not allowing torture whatsoever. So otherwise, if you're seeking personal freedom, go Dutch.
Funny. Well, I mean, like maybe, you know, countries like the U.S. don't nominally allow for political imprisonment, but they actually do. You know, it's like just not...
There's so many laws in the United States, they can imprison you for whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of the United States, they got a little paragraph about it. It's worth noting that the United States, despite being commonly touted as the land of the free, does not appear on this list. It scored 8.7 out of 10 and ranks 17th overall. Most of its low ranks come from differences between the states, but it should be worth noting that it scores far worse on crime than other countries seen here, not just committed by its citizens, but also by its government.
I'm surprised it scored that high.
Well, you know, I wonder, because I've often wondered this. I would like to see a list of places on Earth, social and economic freedom ranked, and I want to see them ranked against New Hampshire. I want to see where New Hampshire shows up, because
Might have to do that list ourselves, because I don't think anyone's going to do it.
No one's probably going to do it. Actually, I've talked to Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, about doing it. But Hong Kong rates very high, but it's not really a nation, and also it's got a terrible organized crime problem.
And how do you immigrate there?
Well, you just go there.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.